Hare Krishna, I have a question here from a Divya Rajan. But before I answer that, just a request to devotees. Can you please make your questions short and to the point? I have some questions that go on for a whole computer screen or even a screen and a half, and that's a little too much for me. Someone thinks that they really need to give that much background information, then at the bottom, at least summarize your question, and if I find that I want to or need to read all that background stuff, then I'll do that. Otherwise, I may not. But it's a lot for me to... Of course, in English, it's a little easier, but especially in Hungarian, which doesn't relate to these listeners I'm talking to right now. But in any case, if you could make things easy for me, all the better. Hare Krishna. Okay, so what does Divya Rajan write? He says, there are many religions and believers of many kinds. Everyone believes that they believe in the truth. I'm born a Hindu from India. I come from a very orthodox traditional family. What I don't understand is, what is the truth? So I feel that religions are connected and teachings are almost the same. Principles are the same. What do you think about idol worship? Okay, well, that's a relatively short question, although it's also a bit repetitive, and some of it is redundant. Since Divya Rajan says he doesn't understand what the truth is, how does he know that almost all teachings are the same? But in any case, yes, religion. Well, first let's define what religion is. Religion means, according to Bhagavatam, Dharma Tushakshad Bhagavat Pranitam, those rules that are enunciated by the Supreme Lord. So, in different places, in different parts of the world, God presents directly or often through his representatives very similar teachings. And so those are real religions. Now, unfortunately, there are a lot of other so-called, quote-unquote, religions that have got nothing to do with religion, things that people make up. And that's one of the drawbacks of freedom of religion in today's democracy, that there's no discrimination being made and there's no supervision of unorthodox religious processes or just made up, concocted. Chaya Dharma, Kaitava Dharma, cheating religion. Something that's not religion, but it goes by the name of religion. But real religions, yes, real religions all contain the truth. But just because something contains the truth doesn't mean that it's equal. For instance, in education, if you go to grade school, what you learn in grade school is the truth. But it's not the same truth, it's not equal to the truth that you learn in university. It's just A, B, C. It's obvious that the truth that you learn there is a higher truth. For instance, in grade school, you learn arithmetic. And that arithmetic is truth, but it doesn't equal. You go on, then you learn mathematics in high school, and you learn calculus, and you learn advanced different types of mathematics in university. Same science, but at the same time, it's more and more developed. So similarly, and of course this is something that religions don't necessarily want to agree on. They agree on the sameness, but they don't agree on the difference, is that different religious systems have different degrees of knowledge about God, and knowledge about the science of self-realization. And that's not to make one less than the other. It just means that they serve different function. Just like you don't say that grade school is less than university. It serves a function. University to children is a useless thing. They don't know what to do with it. They need to be taught different subjects in a different way. So, Dharma to Shakshad Bhagavatam. And therefore, yes, real religion contains the truth. They all present the truth, but they will present the truth to different extents, perhaps a different language with different emphasis, and so on. Well, now it's interesting. He says, I'm born a Hindu, a very orthodox traditional family, but I don't understand what is the truth. And that's a problem when religion has become so much a ritualistic affair that people don't really understand what it's about. But if a Hindu really wants to know what Hinduism is about, then, or more properly, Sanatana Dharma is about, then they should study Bhagavad Gita. Every Hindu accepts Bhagavad Gita. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Matapurataram Nanya. He says, there's no truth superior unto me. Kinchirastindananjaya. He says, I'm the source of everything and I sustain everything. So it's ABC, pretty simple stuff. People will need to accept it as it is and not make things of it. Just like there are people who, when Krishna says, Mame kam saranam braja, just surrender to me, they say, oh no, you don't have to surrender to Krishna, but surrender to the unborn within Krishna. And that's complete nonsense. Then that's called cheating religion. And that those types of interpretation should be rejected because it's not what Scripture says. Why do I need to interpret it or make something else of it which is not there? And he asks this, what about idol worship? Well, Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam. Idol is not the right word, it's deity. Deity means that the Lord accepts a form and material elements that we materialistic devotees can relate to. Patra yomi bhakti prayachati. But the criteria for deity worship is that you have to have faith. You have to have faith in the divinity of the deity. And then Krishna says, Ashnami prayatatma. Then I will accept it. So these are just some thoughts and some advice to Divya Rajan and requests to readers in general, abbreviate your questions, please. Thank you. Hare Krishna.